Welcome again to Fairy Tale Friday. A lot of people now feel overwhelmed and feel that their workload is insane, or they are just filled with so many stresses and anxieties in life. One of the ways that we can be able to focus on resting better is to focus inward and be attuned to our intuitions and values so that outside stresses will not have a debilitating effect on us, so that the anxieties accumulate and we find it difficult to sleep well. So I just wanted to share that when you are feeling stressed and frazzled, you need to be able to find a good and imaginative distraction, such as listening to this fairy tale. And it is so true that neurophysiologists have found out that in order to relieve the muscle tension in our mind and body, we need to be able to distract ourselves and focus on something else that we will find more relaxing. So today, I hope that you will be able to relieve yourself of the stresses of the day and to be able to rest your brain so that you can set yourself up for a very good night rest. Lack of sleep can really be affected by negative things around us, and if we don't accurately assess a situation and plan accordingly and appropriately, this can really cause a lot of overwhelm and stress, especially at nighttime. So there's so many research studies conducted that mindfulness can help you to really, really clear yourself and your mind of potentially being overly anxious at night. And hopefully this can allocate your attention to something that will help you to feel more calm and to strengthen your resilience. So it's time now to relax your shoulders, relieve yourself of all the tension in your body. You also have to try your best to regulate your breathing so you're breathing more deeply, more slowly, and more evenly. It's time to lay back under the covers and to enjoy this fairy tale from Italy. An Italian folk tale by Italo Calvino. Money can do everything. There was once a prince as rich as cream who took it into his head to put up a palace right across the street from the king's. But a palace far more splendid than the king's. Once it was finished, he put on its front in bold lettering, "Money can do everything." When the king came out and saw that, he sent immediately for the prince, who was new in town and hadn't yet visited the court. "Congratulations," the king said. "Your palace is a true wonder. My house looks like a hut compared with it. Congratulations! But what is your idea to put up the words, money can do everything? The prince realized that maybe he had gone too far. It was my idea, he answered. But if your majesty doesn't like it, I can easily have the letters stripped off. Oh no, I wouldn't think of having you do that. I merely wanted to hear from your own lips what you meant by such a statement. For instance, do you think that with your money you could have me assassinated? The prince realized he had got himself into a tight spot. Oh, Majesty, forgive me. I'll have the words removed at once. And if you don't like the palace, just say so, and I'll have it torn down too. No, no, leave it the way it is. But since you claim a person with money can do anything, prove it to me. I'll give you 3 days to try to talk to my daughter. If you manage to speak to her, well and good. You will marry her. If not, I'll have you beheaded. Is that clear? The prince was too distressed to eat or drink. Day and night, all he thought of was how he might save his neck. By the second day, he was certain of failure and decided to make his will. His plight was hopeless, for the king's daughter had been closed up in a castle surrounded by 100 guards. Pale and limp as a rag, the prince lay on his bed. When in walked his old nurse, a decrepit old soul, now who had nursed him as a baby and who still worked for him. Finding him so haggard, the old woman asked what was wrong. Hemming and hawing, he told her the whole story. So, said the nurse, and you're giving up? Like that? You make me laugh. I'll see what I can do about all this. Off she wobbled to the finest silversmith in town and ordered him to make a solid silver goose that would open and close its bill. The goose was to be as big as a man and hollow inside. It must be ready tomorrow, she added. Tomorrow? You're crazy, exclaimed the silversmith. Tomorrow, I said. The old woman pulled out a purse of gold coins and continued. Think it over. This is the down payment. I'll give you the rest tomorrow when you deliver the goose." The silversmith was dumbfounded. "That makes all the difference in the world," he said. "I'll do my best to have the goose tomorrow." The next day, the goose was ready, and it was a beauty. The old woman said to the prince, "Take your violin and get inside the goose. Play as soon as we reach the road." They wound their way through the city, with the old woman pulling the silver goose along by a ribbon, and the prince inside playing his violin. The people lined the streets to watch. There wasn't a soul in town that didn't come running to see the beautiful goose. Word of it reached the castle where the king's daughter was shut up, and she asked her father to let her go and see the unusual sight. The king said, "Time's up for that boastful prince tomorrow. You can go out then and see the goose." But the girl had heard that the old woman with a goose would be gone by tomorrow. Therefore, the king had the goose brought inside the castle so his daughter could see it. That's just what the old woman was counting on. As soon as the princess was alone with the silver goose and delighting in the music pouring from its bill, the goose suddenly opened and out stepped a man. "Don't be afraid," said the man. "I am the prince, who must either speak to you or be decapitated by your father tomorrow morning. You can say you spoke to me and saved my life." The next day, the king sent for the prince. "Well, did your money make it possible for you to speak to my daughter?" "Yes, Majesty," answered the prince. "What? Do you mean you spoke to her?" "Ask her," he replied. The girl came in and told how the prince was hidden in the silver goose, which the king himself had ordered brought inside the castle. The king at that removed his crown and placed it on the prince's head. "That means you have not only money, but also a fine head. Live happily, for I am giving you my daughter in marriage." sleep, friends. I hope that that story has helped you tonight. And you'll notice that your breathing is now more stable and steady. It is really true that the breath is a powerful tool to calm the mind. So hopefully, with a safe and soothing feeling, you will be able to sleep deeply and soundly tonight. For next week, I will be reading more fairy tales from Aesop's Fables. Have a fairy day.